During the floods from Hurricane Francis and Ivan in September 2004, a slide hit Oak Avenue in Spruce Pine, causing many to wonder if this area was safe and if another slide would happen the next time there was a storm. Over $800,000 in funding was secured to fix the problem, and the project was completed in mid-June of this year. But just a few days later, concerns surfaced after cracks in a few of the boards in the barricade appeared. The problem appears to be getting worse, as engineers with SM&E, the designers of the wall, are now testing the load-bearing capabilities of the wall. Recent tests indicated the stress on the wall is much higher than anticipated. And this past Wednesday, concrete barriers were placed between the wall and Kathy Biggerstaff's hair salon to take some of the stress off of the wall. While this was being done, Biggerstaff was told to close her shop for safety reasons. A very upset Biggerstaff said, quote, "The wall should have been built correct in the first place, and I wouldn't have to worry about the rock sliding in on my building." She called the whole thing nonsense, saying the engineers have made the wall unsafe, and if they affect my business again, somebody is going to owe me a paycheck. If there's one scratch on my building, she said, legal steps will be taken. Meanwhile, Spruce Pine Mayor Wes Foy says he's concerned about the effect on Biggerstaff's business, and he says the concrete barrier looks like a fire hazard.
This safety barrier they've put up, to me, looks like a fire hazard for the whole building in case there is a fire. The fire department has no access to the back of the building, or the people in the building has no access out of the building from the back since they put this up.
Spruce Pine Mayor Wes Foy. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.